Weather forecasting targets a short-term, days to weeks, mostly based on atmospheric conditions. Forecasting climate patterns a year in advance is more complex, says Chikamoto.
A weather forecast, we need an atmospheric model. And the climate model, atmospheric model is one component. The climate also needs ocean, sea ice, and land.
Chikamoto and his research team used dynamic climate modeling to predict water supply in the Colorado River. They found ocean surface temperatures have a larger impact predicting drought than atmospheric processes like precipitation. What that means is that even after a good winter snowpack, Utah may experience summer drought. Chikamoto says oceans provide a long-term memory that can be used to forecast drought. This annual drought forecast is to help managers allocate water supply strategically and economically. This is especially important to the southwestern U.S. that depends on the Colorado River supply each year.
Water resource managers need to make a plan to use this year in terms of allocation. So how much water is allocated to this community or how much irrigation we require.
Forecasting with climate models is too expensive to do each year, so the team developed an operational version that can be updated each year, giving a three-year forecast.
Our research proved we can predict Colorado River for multi-year timescales. And the next step is we try to do the operational forecast to provide a Colorado River water supply in the future.
Chikamoto says future work may lead to refinements to help land managers optimize crops and wildfires in drought years. As for buying that discounted season ski pass, Chikamoto laughs. Perhaps we are closer to a good decision. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Harriet Carnaccione.